Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. This week we're back for episode 3 of series 4. Coming up on this week's episode, our teacher interview is with year 4 teacher Mrs. O'Connor. We hear about the Manologe Summer Fete and our recent house lolly sale run by Griffin's House. We also have some rundowns of some of the busiest cities in the world, the best games and the best sweets. We hear about some of the best new movies too, and we try out some AI. As we record, the school is busy preparing for tomorrow's summer fete. Here are Layla, Fiore and Eleanor to tell us about it.
Hi, my name is Layla.
My name is Eleanor.
And my name is Fiore.
And today we're going to talk about the summer fete.
I am going.
Cool, I'm going too.
So exciting because I'm going too.
Epic.
It's going to be so fun.
Yes, they have so many cool stalls.
Like a lolly stall.
And a hot dog stall.
Don't forget about the bouncy castle.
All the cool prizes.
And the bubble tea.
And the little school mall with jewellery and accessories.
And the performance from Stagecoach. Parents and teachers are helping out with all the fun shops.
So cool!
Also,
we will be selling tokens and wristbands. I can't wait for it.
Same here.
Me too. And you can come to book tickets now.
Come and join in the fun.
Wait a minute, what day is it on?
On the 17th of June 2023, 12 o'clock noon to 4 o'clock p.m.
Bye, and thanks for listening to our section of the podcast.
With summer well and truly upon us, our house lolly sale organised by Griffin's was perfectly timed to cool everyone down during this week's hot weather. Layla and Fiore are back now to report on that event.
Hi, my name is Fiore.
Hi, my name is Layla.
Recently, there's been an ice lolly sale by Griffins. You have to bring in your own ice lollies if you're a Griffin.
Like us. I brought in Clippers. They are very yummy.
And I brought in Fruit Pastels. They're rainbow and I love rainbows.
And we are going to tell you a little bit about the Griffins ice lolly sale.
So, first, all the Griffin house captains had to wear little hats with ice lollies and many more to show that they are either collecting up tokens or putting rubbish in the bin.
We give the money to Watling View School, a school in need.
After we got our lolly, we would have to sit down because we can't stand up or it would be dangerous. My brother, Oba, is in Griffin's and he is in year 6, so he helped out with the lolly sale.
The lollies were very yummy, right, Fiore?
Yep, they were.
Also,
thank you everyone who helped out with the ice lolly sale.
Thank you for listening
to our part of the podcast.
Summertime also tends to bring some new blockbuster movies to our cinemas, and Harley and Harry in Year 4 are here to tell us about some of the newest movies of 2023.
Hi, I'm Harry.
And I'm Harley.
And today we're going to tell you the newest kids movies 2023. Number 1, The Super Mario Brothers Movie. The Super Mario Brothers Movie is about Mario and Luigi who go to a magical world and defeat Bowser.
Number 2, Elemental. Elemental is about a film with different elements, including fire, water, earth, and air.
Number 3, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. This is about Miles Morales travelling through dimensions, stopping the Spot from killing everybody.
Number 4, Peter Pan and Wendy. This is about Peter Pan meeting Wendy Darling and fighting Captain Hook and his gang. Number 5, The Little Mermaid. This is about a mermaid who wants to have feet and be a human.
Number 6, The Amazing Maurice. This story follows a cat who's in a long-lost con with a flute player and a team of intelligent rats tricking villagers into playing for a Pied Piper-like service. And lastly, number 7, The Magician's Elephant. This is about a boy who lives with a retired soldier and finds an elephant which takes him to his long-lost sister.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
We've got Lachlan and Hugo next to tell us about the busiest cities in the world.
Hello, I'm Lachlan.
And I'm Hugo.
And welcome to the busiest cities. Number 10. An Indian city, Mumbai, is populated with 20.5 million individuals. It is the richest Indian city with a continuous supply of water and electricity and considered as the subcontinent's financial capital.
Dubai is a city in the United Arab Emirates. It has 2.16 million population, known for its colourful nightlife, modern architecture and luxury shopping.
Number 8. Moscow is known for its beautiful Moscow Metro with over 180 stations. If you want to avoid heavy traffic, it's best to take the Moscow Metro than taking road transport.
The safe and stable island nation of Singapore has more than 50 million population. It, with its friendly people and tasty dishes, anyone would love to visit this place.
Number 6. A communities and capitalist city of Hong Kong has populated for about 4.29 billion. It is situated on China's south coast and is popular for its real estate giants.
This Chinese city, Shanghai, can be considered as the most beautiful city in the world, located in the Yangtze River Delta with 90 million population.
Number 4. The second largest Chinese city when it comes to population is the city of Beijing. It is famous for being the primary hub for national highway, railway, high-speed rail networks and expressway.
London is one of the busiest cities in the world. It has approximately 30 million population. Security cameras were installed anywhere for its safety protection, as this place is a risk of terrorist attacks.
Number 2. Tokyo's tourist attractions are the reasons why visitors love to visit this place. The city never sleeps, literally. Its population is mainly composed of independent, business-minded teenagers.
Number 1. This busy and noisy city of New York is populated with 19 million individuals. It received about 50 million tourists each year and has considered the largest American metropolis.
Bye!
Next, we have the top 5 games in the UK with Dylan, Sonia, Karen and Rushiv in Year 3.
The top 5 games in the UK.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi, my name is Sonia.
Hello, my name is Dylan.
And my name is Rushiv.
The top 5 games in the UK are...
Number 1 is Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
Number 2 is...
Splatoon
2. Number 3 is...
Human Wheel.
Number 4 is Minecraft.
And finally, number 5, drumroll please... FIFA!
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Lockdown from Year 6 returns now to talk sweets.
Hello and welcome to my part of the podcast. I will tell you the top 10 best sweets. Number 10, candy corn. It's a type of small pyramid-shaped candy, typically divided into 3 sections of different colours, with a wavy texture and flavour based on honey, sugar, butter and vanilla. Number 9, Airheads are an American brand of the taffy candy owned by the Italian-Dutch company Perfetti Van Mel. They were created on the August 7th, 1985 by Steve Bruner. Number 8, Starburst. Originally known as Opal Fruits, is the name of a box-shaped fruit-flavoured soft taffy candy manufactured by the Wrigley Company. Number 7, Nerds are an American candy launched in 1983 by Sunmark Corporation under the brand name Willy Wonka Candy Company. Number 6. Gummy worms, also known as Goomy worms, are a type of small worm-shaped gummy candy. They are made from a mixture of sugar, corn, syrup, gelatin and flavourings. Number 5. Gumdrops are a type of gummy candy. They are brightly coloured, pectin-based pieces shaped like a narrow dome, sometimes with a flattened top. Number 4. Sour Patch Kids, sometimes known as Very Bad Kids in France, and also known as Maynard's Sour Patch Kids in Canada and previously in the UK. Number 3. Skittles are multicoloured fruit-flavoured button candies produced and marketed by the Wrigley Company. Number two, gummy bears are small fruit gum candies similar to a jelly baby in some English-speaking countries. The candy is roughly 2 centimetres long. Number one, Peeps are a marshmallow confection marketed in 1953 in the United States and Canada in the shape of chicks, bunnies and other animals, as well as holiday shapes. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
Freddie James and Oliver in Year 6 have taken a keen interest in the developments of AI, so they tried some things out and are here to tell us what they found.
So, as you may know, AI has been taking over the internet for quite a while now. And that's because it's really weird to see something so human that's not. So today, we are going to be testing the limits of AI. We have three stages. One's quite easy, two's quite hard, and then three is practically impossible.
Alright, so to start...
So to start with, we have a song made out of emojis for level one. So, we started out with literally a song with emojis. And then we asked the AI to convert it to words, and here's what we got. I love you and you love me. We're as happy as can be. We celebrate our joy. We are a perfect couple. That's what we got for that.
Okay, and then we asked it to add some music to the song, and it actually gave us the piano notes.
We couldn't like actually get it to like play the piano because it's a text-based system, but that was nice.
So then we asked it to write a story about AI in 100 words.
No, in 50 words.
In 50 words.
No, 75 actually.
75 because we eventually changed it. And it was called The Choice. It went, he had to choose, save the human or save the robot. The human was his friend. The robot was his lover. He chose. He ran to the robot and hugged her. Thank you, she said. And that was the end of the original. And then we asked it to add a 25-word ending. And that went, the human recovered. The robot was damaged. They drifted apart. They moved on with their lives. Okay, so... Then we asked it to write a joke show with 100 words about Chinese food. Okay, so it's called the Chopstick Comedy Club. Okay, so the host says, welcome to the Chopstick Comedy Club, where we make jokes about Chinese food. Let's give it up for our first comedian, Wonton. Then Wonton says, thank you. How are you all doing tonight? Hungry? Well, I have some bad news. The fortune cookies ran out. But don't worry, I have some alternative ones for you. Here's one. You'll have a great meal. In bed. Host. Ha ha ha. Hello. That's hilarious. What else do you have, Wonton? Wonton. Well, I have a question for you. What do you call a Chinese dish that makes you cry? A soba noodle. Host. Oh, that's clever. And sad. Wonton. And here's another one. What do you call a Chinese dish that makes you laugh? A giggle main. Host. Okay, that's enough. Thank you, Wonton. You are great. Let's hear it for him, folks.
So as you can see, all of these results were surprisingly human. I mean, if I were to ask you to write a joke show with the only jokes being about Chinese food, or make a song out of emojis and then translate it to actual English words, I'm not sure how well you would have done. So I think the AI has actually done pretty well.
Thank you for listening.
Aubrey in Year 6 has also done some research into the history of Disney, and here he is to tell the full story.
His 100th birthday movie is coming up soon, so I feel that it would be fitting to recap their entire history in 5 minutes. 3, 2, 1, go! Disney was started by Walt Disney and his brother in 1923. Their original mascot was a rabbit called Oswald, but due to legal issues, Mickey was born on October 1st, 1928. Their first movie, Steamboat Willie, in the same year. Then Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs introduced colour. The Second World War was a hard time for Disney, as they couldn't make any movies for obvious reasons. But after that ended, they went back on track. Treasure Island in 1950 was Disney's first live-action film. Later in 1955, they opened their first theme park, Disneyland. land. Keep the land in mind, please. Sadly, in early November 1966, Watt got lung cancer and was treated with cobalt therapy. On November 30th, he felt unwell and was taken by ambulance from his home to St. Joseph Hospital, where on December 15th, 1966, aged 65, he died of a circulatory collapse caused by cancer. But the show must go on, so Roy Disney took his place. Magic Kingdom was opened in 1971. After the opening of Walt Disney World on October 1st, 1971, Roy finally retired and died from a stroke at the age of 78 on December 20th, 1971, to be replaced by Don Tatum. Nothing much happened in his reign, so we'll skip to E. Carden Walker. The Epcot Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow was opened in 1982, to be followed by Tokyo Disney in 1983. Raymond Watson was the president for about a year than Michael Eisner was. You may have noticed I've stopped talking about movies. That's because, other than Star Wars, they mostly sucked until the Disney Renaissance with The Little Mermaid, 1989. Then Disney MGM Studios, today known as Disney Hollywood Studios, was opened. Then Euro Disney / Disneyland Paris. Pixar's first movie, Toy Story, premiered in 1995. Mr. Mangoo, Disney's worst film according to its Metacritic score, was released in 1990-something. Animal Kingdom was opened in 1998. Disney's California Adventure Park was opened in 2001. Tokyo, Disney Sea, Walt Disney Studios Park, and Hong Kong Disneyland were opened in 2001, 2002, and 2005, respectively. And finally, in 2005, Michael Eisner stepped down as CEO. He stepped down as president in 2020. The latest Disney park was opened in 2016, called Shanghai Disneyland Park. Disney Plus launched on November 12, 2019. Bob Iger and Bob Chapek were also CEOs. Robert Iger is the most recent CEO and president. This took forever to research, so thanks for listening. Let me know if I missed anything!
Last up, we have our weekly teacher interview, so here are Year 4's Harry, Harley and Arthur putting the questions to Year 4 teacher, Mrs. O'Connor.
Hi, I am Arthur.
I am Harley.
I am Harry, and today we have Miss O'Connor for an interview.
Hello, Mrs. O'Connor. How are you today?
Hello, I'm very good today. Thank you, Arthur.
Question one, where were you born?
I was born in Kingsbury, northwest London.
Number two, when did you start supporting Manchester United?
Probably around the age of 20, 21.
Why did you become a teacher?
I became a teacher because, first of all, I love working with children, and also I was teaching dance and drama, and the school I was teaching dance and drama in asked me if I wanted to teach other lessons, so kind of moved on from there.
Number four, have you ever been to Old Trafford?
Sadly, no, but it is an ambition.
Question five, what jobs did you do before teaching?
Ooh, thousands. I worked in the theatre, in dance and drama. I also worked in a number of offices, because if you work in the theatre, jobs aren't very steady. So I worked in offices. I also worked in some shops.
Did you play football as a child?
No, we weren't allowed to play football in my school. If you're a boy, you played football, but if you're a girl, you played netball. So, didn't get that opportunity.
Question six. What's your favourite school subject?
English.
Question eight. What school did you go to?
Primary school was...
And secondary school and university.
Okay. So, primary school was St Robert Southwell. Secondary school, St Dominic's in Harrow. And university was Middlesex.
What's your favourite holiday you've been on?
My favourite holiday was to a place called Porta Palenza in Mallorca.
What were your children's hobbies?
What are my children's hobbies? So my eldest, she loved art, and my middle son was a footballer, so he played lots of football. And the youngest one is in the theatre, so drama, acting, musical theatre.
Why did you decide you wanted to be a teacher?
I think we've done that one.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. When did you decide you wanted to be a teacher?
Oh, when? Let me see. Probably when I was in my 20s somewhere, 25, 26, something like that.
Thank you for coming to the interview. I hope you enjoyed it.
We finish things off, as always, with some music. Harry and Harley made another GarageBand creation for this week's intro music. And now, to close the pod, here's Rushiv playing What Shall We Do With a Drunken Sailor on the piano.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast.